Dave Carter, the Muddersfield manager, joins us here with South Coast Sports Radio ahead of tonight's game with Bournemouth Poppies. Dave, another Thursday night game, and looking back, it wasn't the best result against Blackfield and Langley, was it?
No, I say Blackfield and Langley are a decent side. We were still leggy from the Thursday night last week, which is always going to be the case. So the boys are good for an hour once their legs start to ache. Decisions didn't go away that day. Their second goal was a bit disappointing because their lad was down with a head injury. The ball actually hit him. Alex Shepherd could have cleared it, but he would have had to literally kick the lad in the head. He's left the ball and they've scored from it. But as I say, they're second in the league. You can see why they're second in the league. I thought they were the better side on the day, but again, I put it down to a little bit of tiredness. We're playing a lot of games at the moment. Great reaction on Tuesday night with a 5-2 win. No, it wasn't 5-2 win.
It was 5-2, yeah.
Yeah, 5-2 at Brockenhurst. Again, we've gone to Lymington this Tuesday. Beat them 1-0. Tough place to go on a Tuesday night. And if we can get another 3 points tonight, Lee, I'll be more than happy. So,
how do you view the game tonight against Bournemouth? I was going to say Brockenhurst, but it is Bournemouth tonight, Dave. How do you view the game? Because they are lying in the believed 17th position. And on paper, it's the result for Moneyfields. But we know football isn't played on paper, as it's said.
To be fair, Bournemouth are always a big, tough side. Yes, they might be sitting 17, but they're always a tough side to break down and beat. Again, we've played Tuesday. We're 2 days. I mean, 2 days again. It's Thursday now. I brought in a couple of lads from the reserves today to give them a chance. Declan Seedon, Ben Pashley, and we've got a lad from who's doing fantastic for us in our youth team. He's played a couple of games for the reserves. He's been put forward to me in Callum Dart. So he's making his first team debut in the squad, and we brought in Liam Carl as well from the reserves on the bench. So rested five or six players tonight, literally just because of the amount of games we've got, Lee. We go again Saturday, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, Tuesday. So I've got to try and juggle this around and hope for the results, you know what I mean?
Normally I go with what's the team, but I'm guessing probably you can't remember it. So what I will do is go with a different tact. It's a good opportunity for the youngsters who possibly wouldn't have got a normal opportunity under normal circumstances with the weather being so bad. This is a decent opportunity for them, isn't it?
Exactly, Lee. Yeah. So I say it's them the chance to step up. There's a few. Well, all of them actually, apart from Callum, played in the Vars earlier on in the season for me and done okay. So it's a chance for them to shine now. The Vars is different. This is the Wessex Premier League. Hopefully, likes of Declan Seedon, who's been scoring goals in the reserves, can come in and do well tonight for me and push himself into the first team, into the first team squad. That's what he wants, what they all want. Again, Ben Passy's done fantastic at left back in the Vars game. So we'll see what they're all about tonight, really.
Well, Dave, best of luck. We'll speak to you after the game. Thank you very much.
Cheers, Lee. Thank you.